This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill
from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bursky. Thanks for joining us in the second half of testimony in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill. David Warwick took to the stand. Warwick is Melanie Gibbs' husband. The couple, of course, facing charges in the deaths of Vallow's two children, Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallow. Trial, of course, garnering national attention due to the bizarre circumstances surrounding the case, including the couple's alleged involvement in the religious extreme group. During the trial, prosecutor Rachel Smith questioned Warwick about the events that transpired during the time he spent with Lori Vallow. Warwick shared that one morning, Lori had told him that J.J. was out of control and had pushed over a picture of Christ, then sat on the upper cabinets. However, Warwick did not see any signs of damage or evidence that J.J. had climbed up there. Warwick went on to say that Lori had called her brother Alex Cox to come and get J.J. because she could not handle him. He also mentioned that he did not see J.J. after leaving Lori's apartment and visiting his son. Defense attorney Archibald asked Warwick if he called the police, to which Warwick responded that he did not, as he saw no reason to suspect anything due to Lori's seemingly wonderful nature. The defense focused on Warwick's beliefs and involvement with religious teachings. Warwick admitted to speaking at preparedness camps with the purpose of building faith and helping people identify stumbling blocks to faith. He spoke about sanctification, fasting, repentance, service, and sharing stories of LDS missions in his podcast. Archibald questioned Warwick about his knowledge of the Church of the Firstborn, to which Warwick replied that he had heard about it in the scriptures, but did not recall specifics. When asked about his desire to be part of the 144,000, Warwick said it would be an honor, but it was not something he was actively seeking. The defense also explored Warwick's experience with dreams and visions. He differentiated between nightmares and visions, explaining that visions are when someone is shown things in the future by someone else, while nightmares are chaotic and filled with fear. Warwick claimed that his visions came from angels under God, while his nightmares could have originated from the devil or its angels. Warwick testified about the blessing he wanted from Chad Daybill after experiencing a nightmare at Lori's house. He mentioned that although it was not his idea, he hoped for peace from a blessing. Melanie Gibb, who was present at the time, suggested Chad come over and give Warwick a blessing. Throughout the questioning, Warwick maintained that Chad Daybill did not have the authority to gather 144,000, and that such authority lies with the prophet of the LDS Church, Russell M. Nelson. The trial continues to unravel the complex beliefs and the actions of Lori Vallow, Chad Daybill, and the prosecution and defense seek to establish in their respective cases. The testimonies of key witnesses such as David Warwick are providing more insight into the couple's involvement in religious extremism. That's the latest. We'll have more for you throughout the day and, of course, courtroom audio as it becomes available. I'm Tony Bruschi.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up.
And they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Daybell from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.